Now, if Jesus had to obey his mother and his father, and he's more perfect than his parents, how much more do you, teenagers, have to honor mother and father?
Dr. Tony Yavin says taking this commandment seriously has far-reaching effects.
How you respond to God's chain of command is how God will respond to you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. It's hard enough to obey a God we know is perfect. It's even harder to trust imperfect people, even when they're our parents. But that's exactly what we're told to do in the commandment Dr. Evans will be talking about today as he begins a new collection of messages on parenting. Let's join him.
Commandment number 5 is found in verse 12 of Exodus 20. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The first 4 commandments deal with our relationship with God. Don't have any other God. I am unique. Don't come to me any old kind of way. You can only come before me in the way I prescribe. So don't craft your own method. Maintain my reputation. Do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That is, in the rhythm of life, set aside a day that I have prescribed for me to be reoriented to life from a divine perspective. After having addressed the first 4 commandments, establishing our vertical orientation, commandment number 5 launches into horizontal relationships. That is not a mistake. There were 2 tablets on the 10 commandments. One tablet held the first 4, having to do with God. The other tablet had the last 6, having to do with others. When our relationship with God is correct, our relationship with others will be correct. When our relationship with the first 4 are out of line, our relationship with the last 6 are going to be out of line. So if there are problems in the last 6, that's because there's problems with the first 4. The very first thing he goes to is the family. Honor thy father and thy mother. Now, this sermon applies to everybody in the room today, because everybody here is somebody's child. It specifically applies to the teenagers and children because you are currently living under the roof or auspices of a mother and a father. So it will apply to everyone, and yet we want to be relevant to our children and youth as well. This commandment is unique. It is unlike the other 9. Because it is the only commandment with a promise attached to it. None of the other commandments have a promise connected to it, other than this one. It is unique because in it, God establishes the foundation and importance of the family. Today, society is seeking to redefine the family. Today, we're having families with mother and mother, father and father. And not mother and father, or mother alone, or father alone, not mother and father. Society is not only attacking the family, but it is creating a generation of rebels, a generation of children, whether they are small children, teenage children, or adult children, who are rebellious. And having learned rebellion at home, they've taken it to the streets, which is why we must lock our doors and stay where places are well lit. One of the great attacks on this commandment has been hip-hop. Hip-hop has been a frontal assault on the issue of honor, because much of it, not all of it, but much of it, teaches a spirit of rebellion, whether it's the way you hold your arm. Or if you listen to many of the lyrics by many of the leading rappers, there is this rebellion. And our kids are buying the records and are listening to it. And so we are living in a culture of rebels. And in most cases, that rebellion started at home. It just went public when they left, sometimes before they left. This commandment is designed, stay with me here, to establish the family as the foundation. Plato, the great philosopher, was not right about a lot, but he was right about this. The saga of a nation is the saga of its families written large. Honor thy father and thy mother, he says in verse 12, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God is going to give you. He says, honor your parents so that we can preserve the land. In other words, if the land is going to be okay, the nation is going to be okay, the society is going to be okay, then that family's got to be okay. Because if that family is not okay, you've now jeopardized the land which the Lord your God has given you. And our land today has been jeopardized. It has been jeopardized in every place because of this commandment that is focused on the family. The purpose of this commandment was to hold the nation together. The nation would be held together by there being a mother and a father, and by that mother and that father teaching children and children learning to honor their parents. Let me say it another way. All human relationships are based on what a child learns at home. If a child learns that it's okay for a man to slap a woman, he becomes a wife beater. If a child learns at home, a boy learns at home, it's okay to be lazy and not go to work, then he becomes an unproductive man. When a child sees there's no responsibility or accountability with mother and father, they're going to learn to be irresponsible and unaccountable. In other words, the imprint is laid at home, which is why, mothers, the Bible emphasizes that nothing can conflict or compete with your role in the home, because unless children learn to honor, learn to respect, learn to obey, then somebody else will teach them. The television will teach them. Many of us are letting the TVs raise our children. The peer group will teach them. They will listen to their friends. And on and on and on. The music will teach them. No, no, he says mother and father. See, you have to understand something. Satan hates your family. Satan hates your family. He went after Adam and Eve because he wanted to destroy the family. And why does he hate the family? Here it is. He hates the family because the family determines the future. So all he's got to do if he wants to destroy your tomorrow is mess with your family today. He's after the future. See, it's not just about your marriage that he's after. He's after your kids. He wants them split up, broken up, damaged, abused. He applauds all that because he knows if he can ruin those children, then he can. You have four children? He's now ruined five families. But then if those four children have families and they're growing up in a ruined family, now you got whole tribes of people who are ruined and civilization is jeopardized. Parents are children's escort through life. We have in our culture approximately 18 years to escort our children safely into their own way. Like a police escort that escorts us through the traffic. So it is, parents are to escort their children through life safely during the time that we have responsibility to them. He says, honor your father and your mother. Why? Because parents represent God's chain of command. God has an order. Listen to me, children, whether you are children, teenagers, or adults, please pay attention to me here. God has an order. God works through his order. When you disregard God's order, you bring damage to yourself. God has an order. When you go around that order, dishonor that order, then you bring damage to yourself. If you disrespect the policeman, you bring damage to yourself. If you disrespect the judge, that's going to be contempt of court, because there is an order. The order is that parents, mother and father, have the responsibility of raising the children. Now, let me just say this as we get into this. The government's not supposed to raise your children. The church is not supposed to raise your children. The television is not supposed to raise your children. Auntie is not supposed to raise your children. Okay? All of those people, all of those entities may have contributing relationships, but the fundamental means God has for your children to be raised is mother and father. A mother and father. A two-parent family. Apart from death or some extenuating circumstance. That is God's arrangement. It's his chain of command. Now, here it is. How you respond, listen, children, whether you're adult children or children still living at home, how you respond to God's chain of command is, watch this, how God will respond to you. If you miss that, how you respond to God's chain of command is how God will respond to you. I need to say that again. How you respond to God's order is how God will respond to you. When Adam and Eve responded to the devil in the Garden of Eden, that affected God's response to them. So here it is. I'm going to develop it in a second. Some of us are having trouble with God because we've not responded properly to his order.
Well, when Dr. Evans continues our message in just a moment, he'll talk about just how big a problem it is when we don't take God's chain of command seriously. First, though, I want to let you know about his brand new book, just released today. It's called Raising Kingdom Kids. As our children grow, we want them to turn out not only physically mature, but spiritually mature. Well, Tony will teach you how to do that in this follow-up to his popular titles Kingdom Man and Kingdom Woman. You'll find loads of examples, illustrations, and instructions about how to help your kids discover the power of prayer, love, and understand God's Word, get through trials, develop patience, and much more. This is the book parents have been requesting from Tony for a long time. And if you contact us and request it right away, we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount toward our work. Get details on Raising Kingdom Kids at TonyEvans.org or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. And now let's get back to our message.
How serious is this command to honor your father and your mother? Well, let me show you how serious this is. Let me show you this isn't just not some small insignificant thing. I want you to turn here because I want you to read this for yourself. Deuteronomy 21. And I want to read to you verse 18. If any man has a stubborn and rebellious son. Anybody got any of them in here today? If any man has a stubborn or rebellious son who will not obey his father and his mother, and when they chastise him, he will not even listen to them. Okay, so all you teenagers, this I'm reading this to you right now. You got a mother and your father, and they tell you to do something, and you refuse to do it. And you ain't going to do it. And they ain't going to tell you what to do. And okay, verse 19. Then his father and his mother shall seize him. I mean, grab it. Then his mother and his father shall seize him and bring him out to the elders of the city at the gateway of the hometown. They shall say to the elders of the city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death, so that you shall remove the evil from your midst, and all Israel will hear of it and fear. You talking about getting rid of juvenile delinquency? You bring them to the elders of the city, and all the men of the city shall stone him to death. Now, my point is, this must be a serious commandment if it can get you killed. To not obey mother and father. See, it was serious because it had to do with the order of the nation. God was not going to let incorrigible youth disrupt the nation. The Bible tells us in, you don't have to turn there, 2 Kings 2, verses 23 to 24. Elijah the prophet was walking down the road, and up came a gang. It says a band of youth came at him and began calling him names and cursing him and disrespecting him. And it says, and the prophet called a curse from God. And then the Bible says, and then two female bears came from outside of the forest and devoured the gang because of dishonor. You and I, many of us, were raised in a day when you went to school and you said, yes, Mr. Jones, and yes, Miss Johnson, and yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, as a badge of respect. Now you got kids using the B word with the teachers, and you've got dishonor and threatening to beat up teachers and threatening to beat up parents. And in the Old Testament, that wouldn't last long. Because it says, all the men of the city shall stone them. And then it said, and the rest of the nation will hear about it and will be scared to death. In other words, they would say, did you hear what happened to James? Yeah, mama, what you want? Whatever you want, oh, precious mother of mine. My point is simply this. This is not a casual commandment. It's not something that was just lightly, oh, honor your father and your mother. No, 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 no. This had to do with life and death because it had to do with the preservation of the nation. What's behind this word, honor your father and mother, honor? What does that mean? The Hebrew word to honor means to give weight or importance to. That's what the word means. Let me put it another way. It means not to treat lightly. Ezekiel 22:7, it says you are not to treat your parents lightly. You don't go, you don't blow them off. You don't, I ain't got to listen to you. No, don't treat them lightly. Or as your parents would say to you, don't play with me. Okay? In other words, don't treat this relationship lightly. Honor means to respect or have a sense of value, high value, or to make a big deal about. Some of us knows what it is to grow up and make a big deal about our mama and our daddy. My daddy, or my mama, a sense of pride and a sense of weightiness, heaviness, respect. The Bible says even Jesus had to learn to obey. That's a curious statement. It's curious because Jesus is perfect. But he had to learn in his humanity, he had to learn to obey. Now watch this. Jesus had to learn to obey parents that he was greater than. You follow me? Jesus had flawed parents. We know Jesus had flawed parents because his parents were sinners. Jesus is perfect. So Jesus is greater than his mother and his father, yet he had to obey them. Hebrews 8 says, he had to learn obedience in his humanity. Luke chapter 2 verse 51 says he had to learn to obey, and he had to obey folks over him who were flawed because he was perfect. Now, if Jesus had to obey his mother and his father, and he's perfect, and he's more perfect than his parents, how much more do you, teenagers, young people, have to honor and therefore obey mother and father? They must be taught to obey both parents. If you depend on your parents for provision and protection, that is, they feed you, they clothe you, they house you, and they look out for you, they protect you for provision and protection, you are obligated to obey them. So what you're saying is when a teenager says to a mother, I am not going to do what you said, what God just heard you say was, God, I don't care who you put over me. I'm not going to respect you, and I'm going to show you how much I don't respect you by rebelling against them. It becomes an attack on God. Unless your parents are asking you to do something wrong, and if they're asking you to go rob a bank, you can't do that. Okay? If they're asking you to go out and commit a crime, you can't do that, because then that would cause you to disobey God. And we ought to obey God rather than man. But if they're asking you to do something you don't prefer to do, I don't feel like cleaning my room. I don't feel like washing the dishes. I don't feel like cutting the lawn. I don't feel like, in other words, it's not my preference. And you rebel. That becomes an attack on God. The reason why every teenager who's a Christian should be honoring their parents who are providing and protecting them is that you want God on your side. You see, it's a God thing. It's not just a mother and father thing. Now, I know, all of us knows, because all of us have had parents. Parents can tick you off. Okay? Parents can tick you off. I got some youth clapping. Parents can drive you nuts. Sometimes they're unreasonable. Sometimes they bring their moods home from work. Sometimes they're unfair. Sometimes they blame you when it's really them. You know, been there, done that. So I understand that. But your mindset must be, I'm going to honor the Lord in my status as my parents' son or daughter, and I will obey them without an attitude. Without talking back, without being disrespectful, I am going to fulfill my God-given responsibility to them by honoring them. Let me deal with some adult children here who's still living in mama's house. If you living in mama's house, using mama's heat, daddy's air conditioning, opening up mama and daddy's refrigerator, sleeping in a room in mama and daddy's house, you must obey mama and daddy or leave. You can stay and respect your parents, or you can leave because you're no longer dependent upon them for provision and protection. But what you can't do is get the benefits of what they're providing and dishonor them while you're there.
Dr. Evans will have a lot more to say on this subject on tomorrow's broadcast. In the meantime, if you'd like to get the complete full-length version of this message, get in touch with us and check for details on the title, Holding Your Parents in High Honor. Better yet, get a copy of this entire 2-volume, 14-lesson compilation called Parenting on Purpose. It explores the God-given roles of mothers and fathers and offers practical advice on building a family-based faith. As always, it includes bonus material we don't have time to present on the air. So check with us for information about Parenting on Purpose by visiting tonyevans.org. And while you're there, be sure to request your copy of that brand new book I told you about earlier, Raising Kingdom Kids. Remember, for a limited time, if you can help us out with a contribution of any size to help us keep bringing you our program every day, we'd like to send you a copy as our thank you gift. Again, this is a special limited-time offer, so be sure to contact us right away. All the details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org. You can also call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on how we need to treat our mothers and fathers, whether we're children or adults, and even if our parents have died. That's coming tomorrow, so don't miss it. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.